Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, a beautiful based rewind. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what did we think of Sinners? Finally, for once in our gosh darn lives.
We were like, hey, what are we going to rewind? You know, we'd finished a Baseless, and we were looking at our big, you don't know this, listeners, but we got a big whiteboard. Yeah. We're organized boys.
Yeah. It's a big whiteboard, and it says every movie ever. And it's a list of every movie ever.
We go, which one will we watch?
No, we look at, but it's like both past and future.
Yeah.
But
it's actually magic now. Where we started was like based in reality. We do have a whiteboard. We have three. But now it's like, no, it's a magic whiteboard.
We have a magic whiteboard that tells the future.
No.
Oh, whiteboard, what movies will come out?
Whiteboard, whiteboard. Please tell me, what movie is the goodest of them all?
The moment we started Baseless Speculation, we wrote down every movie
that was coming out.
That
is true.
And then as the time kept going, we kept adding to it, but then we were never looking backwards.
That's true.
So now when we're writing like untitled reboot of Rambo, which recently got announced.
I thought that was a joke.
No. Yeah. Well, that's why I know. That's why I'm on whiteboard duty.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
We're on glands duty.
It's untitled Rambo prequel.
Oh, man.
When
he's in Vietnam getting traumatized?
And Stallone's directing it?
Or starring
it? So he wanted to star in it and de-age it.
Yeah.
But they're not doing that. It's being recast.
Oh, that's good.
But it was going to be about him in high school as well. And it's funny to think of Sly Stallone.
Who's going
to
be
young... de-aged Stallone in high school?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm scared about the meth test I got coming up.
Well, I guess they could pitch pitch it up a little so he sounds
a
bit...
Hey, I'm scared of the meth test I got coming
up. Anyway,
that's
not happening though. But imagining him... Oh, gee, the draft or whatever.
Oh, I want to go in the draft.
Oh, boy,
I don't want to get John Rambo.
I want to become Rambo.
Oh, boys,
it's
guys.
It's funny because it's already his last name.
Oh, boy, I don't want to become a Rambo.
I was watching
the news. They better not pick my name, Johnny Rambos.
Maybe they could give him an origin for his name, Rambo. Like, his name's actually Jonathan Rambunctious.
And then when he loses his, you know, in the war traumatizes him.
Drop the Munctious.
Rambo.
Drop the Munctious. That's become one of the most iconic lines in cinema. Drop the Munctious.
Anyway, so we decided a couple of weeks ago, or maybe, well, it wouldn't have been last week. I can't remember.
Yeah. Hey, indiscriminate amount of time, we're like, let's watch a good movie.
Then we go, hey, that giant whiteboard where I've been writing every single movie that's ever coming out from the moment we started Baseless Speculation.
Yes.
You know how I'm always being like, don't look into the past.
Yeah.
Only
look
at
We have a very strict only last week, and then this line kept moving.
Yeah.
Hey, what if we move this line?
Yeah,
just
back to the start.
Back to the start.
And then I say, what if we watch Black Widow?
the first
movie on the whiteboard.
Let's watch Sinners instead.
Zack Snyder's Justice League?
I had to go back and watch that, I think I would kill myself.
I don't want to watch that
because it's 4 hours long and none of it's good. But Sinners is a good movie.
2 hours 20 minutes long.
Yeah,
good movie.
Good movie, dude.
Good ass movie.
It was not the movie I expected it to be.
Yeah,
which I was shocked by, and I don't know if that's just because I'm never paying attention to shit.
Mm. Yeah.
But I thought it would be more horror than sort of action. But in my opinion, at least. Far more action than horror.
Yeah, it's horror in the sense of it uses...
It is about vampires.
Yeah. In the same way that Twilight, I guess, is a horror.
Is Twilight a horror?
Or
it's scary sometimes.
That last film where they go off script a bit that traumatized fans.
Yeah, that was horrifying to the fans.
The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2.
That's the one.
Yeah. Twilight 1, though, it does have a vibe that I don't think any other movie has, so I will give it that, you know?
Yeah, Twilight 1 walks this very strange line between you can tell that it's a movie made in... No, no, no. Let me finish.
You don't need to. I think you can tell it's a movie because you're like, oh, that's the...
But that's actually the a bad explanation for it, because I think it very much toes the line between... like Disney Channel exclusive vibe real movie.
Yes.
And it's just in real movie town.
Yeah.
Freakier Friday is the only other movie I've seen that's ever done this.
I know what you mean.
Is even more movie than Disney Channel exclusive. And Twilight's in this. Some of it's like real, like shot for TV parts, but it's like,
but this is movie.
And like the special effects are good, which sort of. The car being stopped is good at least.
When Ed would climb the tree, it looks all right.
When he go fast, though, it doesn't.
Has there ever been a film where the
yeah, brother, there's been a few.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Have you looked at our whiteboard?
Dusha can tell when it's a movie. Yeah. And to answer your question,
thank you. Okay, no further questions. But has there ever been like a film where the superpower is going to be like, you know, it's speed, they run fast?
Yeah.
Has it ever been filmed well?
Yeah,
X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody Johnny Quick. Or
but they just showed that as in like, well, they went the opposite way. They're like, he's so fast.
But that's actually the best way to do it. I don't think there's ever been a movie where they've made someone fast and they've looked
fast. Because I'm thinking
fast.
Like The Phantom Menace, where looks they're like, no, we have say have super speed and they never use it ever again, but it looks bad.
The but Flash also, you got to remember, like but they take the Quicksilver approach. They're like, we'll make everything else look slow, but also he'll run fucked.
Yeah, that's true.
What if the Flash, the running person, what if they look like they're running with broken ankles?
That's like a weird thing with his hair.
Yeah, he kind of speed like, skates almost.
They make it looks like he's got flippers.
Yeah,
Why'd they do that?
What other when you're in Smallville, it looks like shit when he runs fast. But he runs so fast he goes to like Mexico or something. So it's kind of like looks more like he teleports, you know?
Sonic the Hedgehog does that. Yeah. He's animated though.
Yeah. When you're animated, you can be quick.
Yeah.
I guess they just do the blurred lines and they come back.
Well, we don't talk about that song now. It's a bad song.
Bad guy.
His wife left him though, and then he made a very depressing album about it that bombed his entire career.
That's awesome, dude. That's really good.
That is good to hear.
Imagine you get really famous for a song where you're like, man, I really want to.
Yeah, I really want to bang people that aren't my wife. Can we get a model in here? Make a topless for no reason.
Yes. Okay.
And then.
Can I just. Is it the day of. Okay, I got my Tonka truck. Can I. If I could. Make it go down her ass?
Is that what happens in the music? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Fair enough.
Anyway, then your wife's real pissed off.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And like, also our special game of riding a Tonka truck down my ass.
Yeah.
And you did that to someone else.
Also, you got to remember Miley Cyrus also twerks on him at the.
Does
MTV
it go down
movie.
The crack? Or in the hole.
I think they'll. It's like
it's just over the cheek.
Who cares?
I want to say that's like in the all four position.
Okay.
The doggy style. I want.
Yeah,
say.
Sure.
And then they kind of like goes down the buttocks onto the back of the spine.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And wife's pissed.
Well, she's not pissed about the music video because that's acting.
Yeah.
But she's pissed about everything else because, again, Miley Cyrus, a teenager.
Yeah. He shouldn't be happening.
Yeah. Anyway, then he's like. Damn, I'll win her back by releasing an album called Paula, which is her name.
Robin, get my name out of your goddamn mouth.
And then he's like, first single, get her back.
Oh, no.
And it's embarrassing. Did it work?
No. In fact, it's so, hang on, let me just double check.
That's embarrassing stuff, dude.
So his previous album, Wordlines, sold.
Quite a lot. But then they got sued, didn't they, for like... copyright infringement.
Yeah, it steals a lot.
You should only make albums about Lord of the Rings. I think that's the answer here, you know? Nobody can come for you if you're making albums about Lord of the Rings, like Led Zeppelin or whatever.
A lot of metal bands, Dan.
Yeah, that's safe. Yeah. Okay,
anyway, it sold 550 copies in the UK, less than 200 in Australia in its opening week.
Is it 550?
In the UK.
Like 550, like 1,000?
No.
That's embarrassing. No, so that's humiliating.
It did sell like 20,000 in America, but that still only gets it like anyway, wow, I think that kills his career. And then when that happens, everyone's like, hang on a second.
Wait a damn minute, dude.
All of this sucks, and he sucks. Rest in peace, Robin Thicke.
Yeah, rest in peace, dude. So this
Thicke
movie,
in the head.
Thicke in the head. Oh, nice, dude. He's not coming back from that.
That was the final nail in his coffin. Debuting at number 207 on our charts.
That was all he needed, dude. That was the double tap that finally put him down for good.
This movie, it reminded me quite a lot of From Dusk Till Dawn, like superficially, just purely because the first half is like fairly grounded and then the back half is crazy.
Yes.
But then I saw that I think Coogler was like, actually, it's more inspired by the movie The Faculty.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Well, it was like The Faculty.
I kind of get it, but yeah,
From Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah. Like, you see that scene where it's like, eat the garlic, which I thought was a great scene.
Oh, yeah, very
good. But that's also the classic.
Yeah.
It's The Thing, it's Faculty.
Yeah. So premise of the movie, quick rundown.
Yes.
It's, where are they? Mississippi.
Yeah, 1932.
Smokestack.
Smoke twins. And Stack, who are two, are they twins?
Mm. Yes. No, they're cousins.
Cousins? I don't fucking know, dude.
You're an idiot. Did you watch the movie?
Yes.
Are you two twins? No, we're cousins, was the line.
Oh, that happens in the movie. Yeah. That's right. That's
because they're talking to...
I thought they were being honest.
Yeah. Because they're talking to a member of the clan.
The Grand Dragon, I believe. Yeah. Not the clan.
Yes, very good point.
So they're making fun of him.
Yeah. And now they're making fun of me.
Yeah. Because not... So yes, they do say we're cousins to the member of the clan. Then I reckon the movie refers to them as brothers 40 times. Your twin brother.
Often just say, the smokestack twins.
Yeah.
A lot of emphasis.
You got to remember, I'm not listening.
Or paying attention. I'm aware.
Okay, this will be a really good test.
Yeah.
Smoke and Stack, give me one of their names.
Oh, no.
In my head, I'm like, oh, no, wait, no, I remember.
Other than Smoke and Stack.
So Smoke and Stack aren't their names.
Yeah.
They're nicknames.
Yeah. And then their real names would be... But, I mean, I couldn't tell you anyone's name. Mm,
that's true.
So I couldn't
tell you. Not even the main character. Well, I guess, like, a supporting character, but the most important character in the movie to the plot of the film.
Cornbread.
That is a character's name!
Yes, correct.
I remember Cornbread, dude.
If he didn't go take that piss.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. None of this would have happened.
Well, some of them would have.
No, it would have still happened.
The
preacher's son.
The preacher boy.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's all I have for you, dude. That's all I have
for you. You don't know
it either. Sammy. Names, they go in and out, dude.
Elijah was one of the...
Elias is the other.
Okay, I see.
Elias and Elijah.
Yeah.
Like wood.
That's how I actually remembered that one. I was thinking of the wood.
Yeah.
And Lord of the Rings,
see? Dude. The Led only Zeppelin. Thing you can make music about, in my opinion. Which is relevant to the movie sinners in a weird way.
Huh.
In that it's about music.
Yeah. Yes.
And the power of.
Yes.
It transcends
time and space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the movie might be about a few other things, too.
Could it be?
So the Smokestack twins.
Yes.
They have been in Chicago because of they don't have Jim Crow laws there or something.
They don't have Jim Crow laws there. And also Chicago in the 1930s is a happening place if you want to make some money.
And they've been in the war.
Yeah.
They're soldiers or ex-soldiers. Mm-hmm. And now they were running stuff for Capone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they were also a bit of a reveal. They were working for both the Italian mob and the Irish mob, and then they were stealing from both, and they were blaming it on the other.
Yeah,
which will of course come back to blow up in their face.
Well, it didn't. Yeah,
it
didn't.
Nice. They
were too slow.
Yeah,
various mobs. Frankly,
I mean, like it sort of blows up in their face. Because that decision results in
the events of sinners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because with the money they've stolen from both mobs, they intend to start a juke joint out of an old mill they purchase off a guy who just happens to be the Grand Dragon of the clan.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
unbeknownst to them,
they don't know that.
So they go down and, they've come back, to Mississippi. They go and visit their relative, Sammy. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sammy?
Who is their cousin.
Who is their cousin and a hot shit guitar player.
Damn, he can play the blues.
And he's a son of a preacher, though, so he's not used to this kind of naughty lifestyle.
Exactly, dude. It's too crazy for him, but he loves it.
Yeah.
Anyway, they set up this juke joint and...
Well, they recruit a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, they get
the gang back together.
Yeah, they're like,
Cornbread is there.
Cornbread, my guy.
Cornbread. He's the bouncer.
He's the bouncer. Exactly. He's coming in because he's going to, you know, help out because he's going to get some fat stacks and get blown by his beautiful wife. Yes, and honestly, that's some motivation that I respect.
Oh, me too, dude. It's awesome. And his wife's into it too. She's
like yeah,
dude,
I'll suck your dick if you get that money. Go on.
Get on in there.
Yeah.
So they set up the juke joint.
Yeah.
They're going to have Sammy play and they're like, it's going to be a place only for us.
Yeah.
Only for black people, basically, is what the implication in the 1930s. That's kind of a big deal. And it goes off without a hitch, except that everybody that is coming to this to the juke joint, they're paying in wooden dimes
script.
It's money from the plantations that you can spend at the plantations.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're not making enough money to make back the money they're investing in the juke joint. And they're like, oh, fuck. Like,
and if this place doesn't make money, they will be broke, which means that they pretty much won't. They're like, fuck.
Yeah, fucking over the mob will have achieved nothing, basically.
Well, and also could come back and bite us if we don't have the money or resources.
Exactly. Because ideally, I assume they're like, look, if the mob, the Irish or the Italian mob, comes down to Mississippi,
once they
we'll have made
out
enough money to pay him back or something.
Yeah.
I really like, and somebody else pointed out, this is not my observation, but I really like that.
Cook from Skins is here. Is that what you liked?
Yeah, it's not my observation, dude. No, that Smoke and Stack are dressed like, one of them is dressed like a member of the Italian mob, and one of them is dressed like a member of the Irish mob. Like, one's got that kind of like farmer's flat cap on, and one is like the kind of fedora-y thing. It's just a cool little thing. Anyway, it's going off. Everything's great, but then this vampire.
Yeah, a B plot, I guess.
Yeah.
Some Native Americans are hunting down a vampire.
God, those guys were cool. Well, you know, real scene stealers where like you turn up for one scene and you're like, I want to know more about these guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, tell me more about this.
These guys hunting vampires and. Dude, sick stuff.
They're hunting this one guy who's like, you know, his back is burned. He's like, the sun is going down. You're like, what's going on here? He's knocked on this door. He's like, hey, you got to help me. Can I come in? Basically, I'm getting hunted.
The Choctaw Indians are chasing me down.
I've got some gold.
Yeah.
And then they're like these two white people.
Mm-hmm. And then
come on in, brother. They give that invite.
Yeah.
Remick
like looks past him and sees a big fat clan hood in the background.
And he's like, I know what I got to do.
He's like, oh, yeah, these guys, yeah, they're Indians. I don't know if I said that.
Did I make that clear, dude?
Yeah.
Guess what? They are definitely not white.
Yeah. And they get let inside, and it's a mistake when it comes to vampires. It's a little baseless speculation tip from us to you.
Yeah.
Don't let them in your house.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they really want that invite. They really be like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Then, because Sammy and the opening sort of like...
The Choctaw people come up to the door and they're like, hey, and they're like, fuck off. And they're like, well...
Good luck.
The sun's going down, so we're out of here.
Oh, wow.
You shouldn't have done that, but best of luck to you. Yeah. Godspeed.
And
goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah. And so before, like at the very start, we do, there's like a bit of voiceover that, you know, how great music is.
Yeah.
And music is just fucking sweet.
It's the best, dude.
And sometimes music, there's a guy, someone comes along who's so fucking good at music that it just like transcends time, space, and just, you know.
Whoa, those guys are cool.
Fuck, music's good.
Yeah.
And it just so happens to be a beautiful Sammy.
Yeah.
He's one of these guys.
He's one of these guys, dude. And when he plays his guitar at the juke joint, and this sequence was so cool. I love this sequence so much, where it's like, and also I guess spoilers for Zinners. it's like he's playing the music and the voiceover happens again and they go, oh, you know, some people, they can play music so true that it will summon spirits of the past. And then you see like...
these, and the future.
But because it starts off, you just see these like kind of, different sort of people from like Africa, like these kind of like tribal people. And you're like, oh, that's so... And they're playing music and it's so awesome. And then they're like, and the future. And then this guy just comes in with an electric guitar.
Yeah.
And then there's like these...
A DJ,
hip hop dances. You're like, oh, dude, that's so fucking awesome.
Mm.
It's just like such a cool moment. Oh, dude. But obviously, this kind of magic guitar playing, that's catnip for vampires, dude.
Especially this one vampire who's very Irish and he really misses some people.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess he misses, like, his homeland.
And he's like, brother, if I can suck you down, then I can get you to play the guitar or the fiddle or whatever, and then I'll get to see all of these people from my past. And then the movie makes this... At first, the vampires try and come into the juke joint, and they're like, this ain't a place for you. Mm. And they, you know, they're like, oh, but we can play music. And they're like, it's not the right kind of music. Yeah.
You know, it's now like the main vampire and the two clansmen he's turned. And,
exactly.
You know, yeah. AI, once again, very white.
Yes. And they go, it's not
and
really.
And they play a nice little fiddle song, like an Irish folk song, which is a folk song, actually.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, look, hey, this is a blues joint. Yeah. So yeah.
It's kind of
they pretty much go, hey, brother, sick song. Go that way.
Yeah. Like, first off, A, you are very white, and if someone, like, you know, scuffs your shoes, things are going to get real bad for us. So, no thank you. And also, B, wrong genre of music. Yeah. So,
go away.
Can you play the blues? I don't think so. Fuck off.
So
and then they're like, what are you talking about? Hang on a second. That person over there, well, she's white, and she's allowed in. Yeah. What's up with that? And so then we, you know, I guess this...
Enter already, Mary.
Yeah. Enter Mary, who was already in the movie.
Yeah, we enter Mary for the fifth or sixth time she's been on screen.
Yes, dude.
Oh, exactly. Oh, and when I was reintroduced to the word coos again, and you're like, great word.
Coos,
great word, man. It's, you had your tongue in my coos.
Oh, yeah.
Great sentence.
This is a horny-ass movie.
Yeah. Horny-ass
film.
And
I appreciate the hell out of that, dude. It's rare you see pussy getting eaten in a movie, I think that's just like a rarity.
And, oh, man, talk about, like, you know, Chekhov's pussy.
Yeah.
They discuss it.
Yeah, that's true, dude.
They discuss that little pussy.
If you introduce pussy in the first act, dude, someone needs to eat it in the third act.
And they do. And it's truly wonderful.
And this isn't, I would say, horny, but you do also see a penis with piss coming out. You see a pissing dick
in
this
pretty,
movie.
It's pretty, it's good.
That's life-changing stuff.
Yeah, dude, that's cinema.
I mean, like, I see that when I look down when I'm pissing.
But to see
me pissing represented on the silver screen.
You felt more seen than you ever have.
Yeah.
Dude.
So Mary is like an ex of Smoke and or Stack. Let's see if I can remember. Stack, I want to say.
Nailed it.
Yeah, nice.
Yes. and they grew up. You're finding out so much of the beautiful stuff about their backstory.
Absolutely.
And a lot of it is just like, you know, oh, what happened to, like, you know, their dad? What exactly happened? And then there's like other things happening where like Smoke and then he goes and visits his ex and there's all this like trauma
goes
a little bit unsaid, then it is it's
good stuff.
Good stuff. But then with Mary, she's like, man, I waited for you and then you just like left and didn't come back.
He
I believed you and all this kind of shit. And he's all just like, just go away because, you know, if I'm seen with you, things are going to come down pretty bad for me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It is the 1930s. Let's not forget. Okay.
And, like, and before all this happens, like, you get into, like, when they're getting the gang back together. Mm. Like these great moments where I love that moment when I think it was Smoke where he goes into like try to get like basically like the food organized.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like, he sees this one girl and he's like, hey, you want to, you know, do you know who like the Smokestack twins are?
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, I'm no, we're doing a business deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll give
good.
You like 50 cents or whatever.
Yeah. I'll give you like 10 cents. And she's like, great. And he's like,
no.
This is where
I've said a number to you, you say a number to me.
This is where we great kind scene. Of barter.
Yeah.
Such a great
and
scene.
And then he shoots a guy in the ass. The guy in the knee.
He's like, hey, good to see you. I was having a good time until I got shot in the ass.
Yeah.
And all these like little great character moments.
Absolutely.
Again, so much is just like, you know, shown. Not sad.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
And then, so the vampires, you know, well, she's white. And then she's like, I'm family.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
It's like, well, can't we just for the night be
we,
family?
What if we're all family? Everybody's together. We're one people. All lives matter.
Because the vampires in this, they work in like, you know, they are traditional vampires in that there's things that like garlic affects them, holy water affects them, sunlight affects them.
They can't
them.
Go into
they
a house.
They can't come into a house if they're invited.
Yeah.
And then some other kind of cool shit, which is basically like, well, hey, once the guy, you know, sucks you off and you become a vampire.
Hive mind, baby.
Yeah.
And so, like, initially when it came out, like, the three of them are coming in, they're playing the fiddle, all singing in song, a beautiful, beautiful, ominous song.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'm like, when did they learn to play the fiddle?
Yeah.
But then it's sort of revealed that, well, oh, it's hive mind.
Yeah.
And it's like, you suck off someone with the ability to summon spirits with your music. Well, you know, I will then get this ability to summon spirits with this music. Plus, I have a hive mind. We can all play music now. We're going to be summoning some cool shit. And so you're like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And plus, like, the vampires, honestly, a good sell.
Yes, yeah, 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 absolutely. They're like, hey, come on, dude. Like,
everything's fine, you know?
Well, because the vampires have that reveal, because they sucked off the two clan members.
Mm.
When they're trying to basically, everybody flees the Duke joint.
Yeah.
One of the Smokestack twins becomes a vampire.
Oh, yeah. Mary is like, you know, everyone's like, fuck off. Then they go, right, we're just going to, hey, we're going to go walk real slow, just in case someone forgets, you know, just changes their mind, and maybe they do want some, like, you know, some beautiful people over here. We got money to spend.
Yeah, we got money to spend. Magic cursed gold.
And so when there's like, we need money.
Everybody's paying.
Mary's
nipples.
Like, I'm gonna go over there, maybe talk to these white people. Mm. You know, white person and white person, and be like, hey, let's scope them out. Are they cool?
Yeah,
are they cool. Let's check their vibe.
Yeah,
and their vibe is monster. Their vibe is a vampire. Their vibe is they're gonna eat me.
Because it's also like the movie. They tiptoe around it a little bit to their face.
Yeah.
Like they're basically like, hey, we're in a situation where, sure, these guys could just be chill white guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then also it's the 30s, so even the chillest of white guy could easily cause a
scene. Literally, it could turn on a dime.
But then they're like, but also, you could be the Klan.
Absolutely. And I like Mary goes over to the vampires, chats to them a bit. They basically are like, we're monster men. And she's like, well, I got to get the fuck out of here. And I love that before, because Mary does get turned, but before it happens, you don't see it happen. You just see Rennick sort of rise flying into the sky, which is just so scary.
And so good.
Cool. And then she comes in. She seduces Smoke or Stack.
Smoke.
Smoke. She seduces Smoke.
Yeah.
Turns Smoke.
Yeah.
And then basically slowly everybody that left the Duke joint after like the kind of attack.
Yeah. Because she attacks Smoke in a gross sex scene. Starts off very sexy. Then she starts drooling because vampires start drooling.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you want a taste? And then she drools in his mouth, which made me physically gag.
Yeah, that was gross.
Did not that like cool. that in the slightest.
Nice. Ooh, cool. Yucky, I'm glad that Hayley Steinfeld spat in Michael B. Jordan's mouth.
Yeah, me too, man.
Sexy.
Yeah. Mm. and then basically they're like,
really? Mm. That's where you draw the line?
Oh, it's a trigger for me. I don't know why, man.
That and cooking cum. He doesn't like that either, dude.
Yeah.
Or like sucking cum out of condom. I think he doesn't like either.
All gross things,
my friend.
Well, no, I feel like people spitting in each other's mouths or whatever.
Yeah,
that is. I will say, look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not vanilla, but it's like vanilla spanking, and then like that's like slightly more intense. Yeah. But you know,
when I was younger,
sucking cum out of a used condom, that's significantly further down the
line. Yeah. When I was young, living in a share house, I remember it was like a friend.
This is going to be an awesome story.
Oh, yeah. Again, a friend of mine, like their friends from uni were over, and they were sitting like on opposite ends of the couch, and they just started being like.
Did you live with Asmongold?
No.
That's a great reference, everyone. The room didn't love it, but I know you at home loved it.
And they were just like spitting in each other's mouths.
Jax is not even in the podcast anymore.
Leave me alone.
And like, you know, mom's like, oh, you got me in the back of my, like, you know, my throat. Oh, it feels like cum. And then it's like, they would do it back. Like, oh yeah, it does. And I walked in on this and I nearly threw up.
Mm.
So, yeah, not great. Don't really like it.
I think I'm glad I missed that by stopping paying attention to
Jack. You're a lucky man.
Yeah.
Were they jacking off?
No, they were just friends.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
But like even before, I remember like in science class, we had to do like
spit a thing.
Spit in a test tube.
Spit is gross.
Oh, no.
I'm not a spit guy.
I'm chill with it.
That's tight, dude. I respect the hell out of it.
Mm.
And yeah.
Does that mean sloppy blowjobs off the card for you?
No, sloppy blowjobs.
That's
wonderful, dude. Because
getting my mouth spat in,
I don't know if I could do that, dude.
Again, my penis isn't my mouth.
Mm. I don't think I could get my face spat on either. I don't think that would do much for me.
No,
I know for some people
you.
That'd be awesome and mad respect, but I don't think I could get spat on.
No.
And I don't think I could spit on someone either.
No.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Hey, whatever's going.
I could get pissed on.
I would probably,
Who cares? It's just piss.
But I think I would, weirdly, I'm like, I think that on the preference scale,
I'd rather get pissed on than spat on.
I would prefer to be spat on by a significant margin, but.
Yeah.
could probably hack it.
Yeah.
I couldn't piss on someone, though. I would just immediately be like, these two things aren't connected in my mind. Oh, so I whatever could piss was on happening.
Someone. I think it'd be easier for me to piss on someone than get pissed on.
yeah, but that's not okay. Those two things, yes, there's a clear line there.
Yeah.
Like if something's happening to you, you're the person doing it. Yeah, that's normal to have a preference there. But to be like, yeah, I could happily piss on someone, but couldn't spit on them.
Yeah. I could spit on it. I could probably spit on someone. It would just be grosser to me than pissing on them. You know, these are the lines in the sand we draw in our lives, you know?
If someone was like, I really want to piss on you,
yeah.
I'd be like, okay. Like, yeah. They probably won't take me out of it, but I wouldn't be able to piss on someone. That would take me out of it.
I'd be like, hey, I would prefer not to. Mm. But okay, I guess here we are. Let's lay down a tarp.
Yeah.
I love my beautiful wife who's decided in our marriage that she loves we're doing now.
Please don't spit on me or ask me to spit on you. That is where I will
live. You can piss on me in the bath, I guess. That's where you do it. That's probably just the most clean.
Shower
clean
the shower
place,
is on, so then it's just, it's the best way to go about it.
Yeah. Then you're entering coward territories.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Get pissed on in the kitchen.
No. Living room where there's carpet.
Yes, dude. With the TV on in the background.
Yeah.
That's good.
Beans on the stove in the kitchen.
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah. That's our piss stain on the carpet from when we make beautiful love. Whenever we're going to make love, we go to the piss stain.
Yeah. You chuck on Whose Line. Colin Mockery's up there.
He's like,
getting you horny.
He's like,
Ryan Stiles.
Yeah.
He's like, look at this. Ryan Stiles is like, hey, Colin, you're bald and gay.
Yeah. and your wife nudges you and goes, hey, do you want to get pissed on? You go, today is the best day of my life.
God, today rules. Thank God we have a fabric couch.
Yeah. Thank God we got that waterproof rug for this exact situation.
Thank God this rug is actually a bath mat. Just absorb everything.
You just wring the piss out in the backyard.
I like to imagine this is pretty much just... yeah, that's good. This is just like... This is just how people were living in 2004.
Yeah.
Hoping they weren't going to Iraq.
Yeah, dude. Every day when you wake up and realize you've not been drafted to go to Iraq, you go,
they brought back conscription yet? No? Okay.
Okay, wife, piss on me. We must celebrate.
Ryan, insult Colin.
Wife, piss on head.
Me, my, not in war.
Jack on penis.
Good. Yeah.
Jack on penis.
Yes.
Whose line anyway, wife? Piss on head, jack on penis.
Yes. Anyway.
Perfect day.
Put that on a t-shirt,
2004.
Dude.
Yep. Yeah, so she Smoke, and everyone's like, oh my God, she kills Smoke. And then she just chuffs out. She runs out.
Well, because after getting shot eight times in the chest,
Because,
which is good.
Stack is like, fuck this, and just like unloads his gun, which was great to see.
Well, it's honestly, for a movie like this, having a scene like that play out so publicly when they first come to terms with the vampire is smart.
Yeah.
Because then when everyone's like, well,
that's not normal.
Normal, and they're doing vampire rules. Fuck, I guess vampires are real and it's happening.
Yeah.
And you like kind of just believe it's like, well, you've just seen someone shoot someone 10 times and another person get eaten.
Yeah. Because I think it's like and some movies can pull this off, I think, but like, that period of time
pulling off,
dude.
That reminds me of 2004.
Piss on head, pull off dick, But yeah, in a movie which has a supernatural element like this, especially one that has like such a long period of time without the supernatural thing happening, a period of time in a movie where you as the audience know what's going on, but you have to wait for the characters to catch up.
Yeah.
It can be tedious. So I like that this movie was just like, whatever, okay? They're vampires.
Yeah.
We have to have a little bit of time for everybody to come to terms with it, but it's not long and they see it. So you don't have the annoying, like, you know, I feel like this is typically like the husband in a Paranormal Activity style movie where he goes, babe, there's no
just
such thing
house.
As ghosts.
No.
Shut up.
Freak.
Wrong reference, brother, because in Paranormal Activity, it's always the husband being like, there's fucking ghosts, there's fucking ghosts, there's fucking ghosts, and wife's like, You shut up.
Shut up. Let me piss on head. You jack
pull off penis, I piss on head.
And then husband's like, I'm going to put on cameras on a fan for some reason.
I mean, I guess.
Going to use the Xbox to catch demons.
Yeah, the Kinect.
The Kinect, dude. One of the only movies to use the Kinect as a major plot point. Paranormal Activity 6, maybe?
6?
I think it's a later one, and it's not very good.
3's the best Paranormal Activity.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
Okay, fair enough.
Jackson thinks the marked ones.
The marked ones is awesome, dude. Great Paranormal
Activity. I like your description
movie.
Of the marked ones. That's my favorite.
It's really good, dude.
Yeah. So there's like a it shoots 6 or 8 times or whatever, unloads the pistol, she just runs, and then Smoke is dead. Smoke is dead.
Yeah.
Stack is dead.
Smoke is dead.
And they're like, oh no, he dead. This sucks. And everyone is like, all right, party's over. Yeah. Everyone, go home. Yeah. So everyone gets in their car and leaves.
Yes.
Oh, no. There's vampires out there.
Yeah. Everyone gets in their car and gets eaten by a vampire. Yeah. And Rennick all of a sudden has like an army of vampires. Yeah. Great sequence where he sings the Rocky Road to Dublin while all the vampire people like dance around him and like, there's something so good about seeing Smoke getting really hyped for that song, and you're like, it's not good, man. It's not good what's happening out there.
Stack's ex is just like...
Mary?
Not
Mary.
Wait, do you mean Stack? So Mary is Stack's ex. You mean the other ex? That's
whoever's not dead.
Yeah.
Smoke? Wait.
Who died? Who got et?
Smoke dies.
Okay, so Stack's ex.
Yeah.
Which is Mary.
What?
Are you sure? Isn't it the lady who gave him the pouch?
Yeah.
And they've got a kid
the
together?
The hoodoo practitioner?
Yeah.
Different.
Isn't that Stack's ex-wife?
That's Smoke's estranged wife.
Wait, did Smoke go and try to bang Mary and then... No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Smoke? So...
No, because at the very, very end...
Yeah.
He's like, sees his wife...
And sees his kid and says, Papa's back.
Papa's home.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Were you not paying attention?
Brother, you got to watch the movie.
No, I was...
Bro.
No, so...
So Mary's ex is the one that gets turned.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
No, Smoke. Because the whole thing is like, Smoke better not see, Stack better not see Smoke. Mary.
So Stack's wife is the hoodoo practitioner, and Smoke's the one.
No, it says, look, I got the synopsis in front of me.
Fuck up?
Yeah.
Because at the very end, sees his kid.
Yeah, he sees his kid.
And he's
says,
the one that didn't get turned.
Papa's here. And he didn't get turned very...
And he's the one who's like,
and he killed his wife who was like, hey. Or
when
his
you
ex,
do
was
this,
like,
you
please.
Gotta do this. The reason why he's like, hey, don't see this happening is because he's like, you can't be doing that with a white lady.
Yeah.
Because if you do that with a white lady, things are going to go bad for us.
Ooh, God.
Yeah.
Stark dies.
Okay. So we've been,
okay. I was right.
Stark
I think you were
dies,
right.
But yeah.
I think you were right, names. But Dusha tricked us by saying Smoke died. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So Smoke, actually, that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
I was just like, whoa.
Twins.
Yeah.
Twins Basil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that means, because otherwise it would be...
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Anyway, it becomes kind of an all up.
Sorry about the last 15 minutes.
That's okay. So yeah, I get the hoodoo practitioners is like, we need to get this body out of here.
Yeah.
Please.
They're gonna turn.
You're gonna turn. And they're like, nah, he ain't, you ain't fucking touching him. No one touched him. Don't do it. Which is like,
please get him out.
Move the body. So they eventually
he basically
wakes up.
Yeah, he wakes up, he tries to get out. Sammy's like, I'm gonna, and then he gets hit by a door.
Also, he's eaten. Oh yeah, he eats out of married ladies' coos.
Yeah, dude. Great scene. Really good. Really good.
His cousins are so proud of him.
Yeah, dude.
he did a
good job for his first time eating pussy with the instructions he got.
Yeah, dude.
Like he's like his
he
his
was
cousin's
all in,
just
man.
Like, there's a button. Find it.
Yeah.
And he gets down there and he finds it straight away.
He finds
power
it.
To him.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, man, I've been I walked here. And he's like, I do not care.
That is, to me,
that's
awesome.
Actually great.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
So you know what? Hey, I'm on board.
Yeah. It's awesome. And then kind of at this point, it becomes a sort of like an all out war kind of between the vampires and the remaining survivors.
The Asian grocery store owners, like the husband's like, yeah, we got to leave. So he goes out and he's like, I'll get the car. And he doesn't return for a bit.
Yeah.
So like,
rest in peace, Bo.
Yeah. And then when he comes back, he is truly been turned. And he's like, come on, let's just get in the car.
At the same time, Cornbread is eating another guy. He's like, don't worry about
he's
that.
He's hungry. He's fine. No, it's just Cornbread.
And if you don't come out, I'm going to kill our kid.
Yeah, I'm going to eat our daughter. Yeah, so what do you think about them apples? Yeah.
Not
and then,
good things.
Great scene where she's like, she's just basically so incensed that she's like, come on in.
She lights a Molotov cocktail and says, come in.
Yeah. So before that scene, you get this all this buildup. It's like, we have to survive the night.
Yeah.
They're not allowed in, but they're going to keep trying to try, so we have to survive the night.
Yeah.
Cornbread comes up to the door. He's like, hey, let me in. I was just taking a shit. Let me in. And they're like, you've been coming in. Like, what?
Why do you need permission all of a sudden? Cornbread's like, just
be implied, just come
dude.
On, man. So, you know, just.
I'd have been there like, it's Cornbread.
Yeah, he's my guy.
He was just taking a shit.
We've all been there.
Cornbread won't be sick.
They find a guy.
I don't know what's happening. I just think everyone's getting sick.
Yeah.
They find a guy who's like, you know, in a pool of maybe blood. And they're like, oh, is that someone bit him? Throw him out.
Yeah.
Turns out that was liquor and he was just drunk.
Yeah.
Like, whoopsie daisies.
And then Cornbread gets him.
Yeah.
That's Cornbread. The guy Cornbread's
hungry.
He's hungry.
Cornbread doesn't know what he's doing, dude.
The old harmonica player who's just
Delta
like.
Delta Slim, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think so.
And he's just,
wow, good pull.
That's crazy, dude.
I liked his character who was just, you know, like, no, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Every time, like, he takes the garlic and starts choking. He's like, well, no, I'm just sobering up.
Yeah.
Got the shakes.
Yeah, he was great.
He was good.
And then sort of like, there's a big fight. A lot of characters kind of get got and turned, which I thought was cool.
And
like,
so
a real
scene in like, it's like kind of out of the faculty. Everyone eat the garlic.
Yeah.
It's like the hoodoo lady is just kind of like, oh, I think it's going to be this. And then she's like, wait, no, it's not that. It's vampires.
Yeah.
And she does like a reading and she's like, okay, if I get turned, you got to stay.
You got to kill
like,
me.
Basically, it's like, hey, eat vampires.
Yeah.
Things are fucked. And so I thought it was going to be like a survival of like, you know, hunkering down.
Kind of siege movie.
Yeah, we're going to protect this and then it'll end up badly because we do see the future at the very start where it kind of burns down weirdly, which doesn't happen. And because again, I'm like, okay, we're going to be like, cool, everyone's going to be chill and then the whole thing's going to burn down.
Yeah.
And then that's how they're going to get in because they're like, well, it's all burnt down. There is no door. It's on now.
Yeah,
but that doesn't quite happen.
No.
And so
it does
like,
catch fire, but it doesn't
burn all the way down. And so I was like, oh, this is going to be like a siege movie. And I'm prepared for a siege movie.
Not quite.
Gray says, come on in.
Yeah.
Lights a Molotov cocktail, which is the fire we were just talking about.
And then
the movie that was in a letterboxed ratio all of a sudden widens and
that's movies.
That's
movie. Goddamn movies.
That's when you're sitting down in like, you know, on your couch being like, oh yeah, to then,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a real lean
screen
forward
got
moment.
Big.
Oh!
Screen got big. Maybe I lean forward.
And it's great because the whole movie begins, like the opening is Sammy coming back to his preacher dad the next morning. It's like a flash forward. Extremely fucked up. So you know Sammy survives.
Yeah.
But you just the whole.
But you also don't know. And like, because the rules of these vampires is slowly established, you don't know until pretty late in the picture, like,
is Sammy turned when he...
And then, yeah, is Sammy a vampire in that first
episode? Oh, yeah, that moment.
And then also, because you find out the rules of the vampires, say, like an hour and a half into the movie, all of a sudden you're like, was it daytime or nighttime?
Yeah,
was it cloudy at the start?
Like,
I can't remember.
Like, it was daytime, but like, was he
kind of overcast?
Because he was fucked up.
Yeah,
but
was he
burning?
And
like, was he like, was there smoke?
And also, he does have those three scratches on his face, and you go, something kind of got him. Like, what's going on
there? From skins.
He's is he going to like just eat that church?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know,
Basically, I mean, at the end of the day, the only survivors are Sammy and Smoke. Sammy and Smoke. So the kind of climax of it is Smoke and Stack are fighting. Vampire Stack, and human Smoke are fighting. And Sammy is out in like this kind of lake surrounded by the vampires with Rennick holding him up and being like, I'm about to eat you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a kind of great scene where Sammy, because he's a preacher's son, he starts reciting like the Lord's, the Eucharist, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rennick is just like, yeah, brother.
He joins in.
And he's like, he basically is like, yeah, man. Like, and it's just like a good, I guess, you know, kind of parallel to that kind of colonialism sort of like theme where he's like, yeah, basically he says the English came into Ireland and made me learn this well. And I hated them, but I'm finding some comfort in the Eucharist now or whatever.
It's like the same thing was like the song that he sings to kind of, I guess, you know, summon the spirit. It's all about like, you know, hey, you're about being a preacher's son. And it's just... And then the whole thing of like, you know, we were, you know, indoctrinated in this like religion and all this kind of stuff, but like we found music.
Music
is our actual calling.
Absolutely.
But we were forced this other thing. And like, yeah, it was really cool.
It's real good. And then as he's about to be turned, he swings his guitar into Rennick, which has a, I think, a silver. I don't know what bit of the guitar that is.
Silver plate.
Let's say fretboard. And it slams into Rennick's head. Rennick basically is fucked. As the sun rises, he explodes.
Yeah.
But you can tell he's really happy to die.
Oh,
like
a
classic vampire where they go.
Smoke comes behind and stabs him with a.
Finally.
With a thingy. And then everyone's like, oh, hang on a second. Like, if you hurt Rennick, the other vampires feel it.
Yeah.
They, even though it's like, there's established where it's like, if you kill Rennick,
it's not going to turn
anyone else back.
Yeah.
It's just like, they will feel it, but they will survive.
Yeah.
So, you know, your brother is gone.
Yeah.
There's no bringing anyone back. But at one point in the fight, and this is when the hoodoo lady gets got, she's like, oh, well, I found out. If you hit Rennick, the others feel it.
Yeah.
But then when she's about to tell Smoke that, she gets it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I gotta stab my beautiful ex-wife in the beautiful bosom.
Send her to real heaven instead of vampire
purgatory.
And before they all got like, in that discussion about like, hey, come turn us. Mm. Like, come, like let us turn you. Come with us.
Yeah.
We are a family. Doesn't matter, you know, what we are. We know each other. Everything is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they reveal, like, because, like, unbeknownst to you, who you bought this whole place from.
It's the clan.
And in the morning, they're going to come and kill you.
Yeah. The guy that we turned before, that's his nephew. And they're going to come over here. It's a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
They're just going to come over and kill you all in the morning.
Yeah.
So even if things had been fine,
You would have died. But this way you can live forever.
Yeah.
You know, I think like Rennick's like, you're never going to really have your own shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
No matter what you do, you've been playing by their rules, you're still getting fucked.
You're still going to get fucked. So become a vampire. You know?
And honestly, I'm like, maybe there's something to that.
So basically, Rennick is destroyed. A lot of the other vampires catch fire. You don't see who survives and who doesn't, but a lot of them clearly died.
It seems like, everyone died.
Yeah.
And
then we cut
the
back to Sammy, you know, from the first scene. As he's doing that, we discover that Stack has basically gone back to wait for the clan and using all of his army and, like, gangster training just slaughters them.
Yeah, there's, like, a little thing at the start where it's like, hey, did you get the things from the trunk?
Yeah.
It's like, we don't need them. And you're like, you know,
Chekhov's trunk.
And so then in the trunk is like, a lot of gun.
Yeah. And he just shoots a bunch of the clan members, but he does get shot as well.
Yeah.
He kills the Grand Dragon, Grand Wizard, sorry, or whatever it's called.
A lot of times, too.
Yeah, yeah. He
real good
fills
shit.
Him full of lead.
That, like, do you have any cigarettes? Because, like, he can't roll cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, like, he's, like, tries to roll because his brother, you know, every time you see him smoking, he's always, like, there was
his brother rolled him.
His brother was the one that was being able to roll cigarettes.
Yeah,
and so you're like, oh, he missed. He's, like, he's basically,
he
like,
do it.
Fuck this. I just need a smoke to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Can't roll the smoke. He's like, fuck.
time to go and kill everybody.
The guy, the Grand Dragon, to his credit, was like, I do have cigarettes. Fuck you. Oh, I'd have a cigarette.
Yeah. Cigarette.
Really, cigarettes. Yeah. The great unifier.
It truly is, dude. It truly is.
Nothing more beautiful. Basic speculation's always been saying it.
Nothing more beautiful than a cigarette before you die, I guess.
Exactly. But, because he got shot, Stack dies.
Yeah.
Gets to go to heaven. Nice.
He sees his wife and he's a
lovely. But
child.
The movie kind of wraps up. Credits. Flash forward.
Mm.
Well, not quite. It ends in an even more psychotic way, technically. Because... Yeah. Mm. All of this happens.
Yeah.
Then it goes back to the first scene of the film.
Mm.
You see Sammy walking into the church. I was going to say parish. Either would have worked.
Yeah.
And then you get a title card that's flash forward to 1993, I think
so, yeah.
Then you get a shot of Sammy playing with huge scar.
You can tell it's Sammy, because he's got the...
Then credits. Yeah. It's just a real quick shot. And you're like, what the fuck?
And at first you're like,
he survived. He went to be a famous musician.
Yeah.
And he named his band after that beautiful wife of someone else that he ate out.
And the final shot of him in the past is his dad being like, drop the guitar. Drop the guitar. And then you cut to him in the future and you're like, oh, he never did. Mm. Music's important.
Yeah.
Then the credits roll. And then he's like just finished a set, sitting at a bar.
Well, they do it because the song he's playing is the song.
Yes.
Yeah, it's clever.
Mm. It's good stuff, dude.
Non-diegetic, diegetic.
Mm. Whatever one it is.
Mm, that's the one.
But basically, then who should roll into the club that he's playing in but Smoke and Mary in the 90s. Stack and Mary, sorry. In the 90s, dressed sick as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and they go, hey, your electric music's pretty sick, but could you play some of that old style real music?
Because the recordings from that period sound like shit.
Yeah. Mm. So he plays the song that he played in the car back when they were, in the past. Mm-hmm. And then they go, hey, that was pretty good. Hey, you could become a vampire if you want. And he goes, nah.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. I'm chill, I love that. It's like, your brother, my brother couldn't kill me. Mm. He just made me promise not to come for you.
Yeah.
So, hey. And a little bit of flat again, it's all really cool. Like flashback that sees like Mary and him running off into the night and all that kind of shit. And you're like, it's like, hey, well, look, you're about to die. I can tell you're about to die. Sure. You sure you don't want to
become a vampire? And then Sammy's like, hey, until all that violence, that was actually the best day of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
we get a beautiful
and
flash.
Then Stack goes, hey, that was the last time I saw the sun too. So,
and my brother.
It was pretty sick.
It was
sick,
the last time that we were all free.
Yeah. Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, and you get a little flashback to just before everyone was setting up, before they kick off, and it's just they're making food.
Everyone's
having
a good time,
fun,
you know?
And you're like,
was pretty good.
It was a pretty damn good night.
Yeah.
Until
the vampires
came.
Then it became less good.
You were having a great time. You became a man by eating puss.
Yeah, dude.
Life was good, man.
It's probably not worth it to become a vampire when you're in your 70s or 80s, right?
Well, I mean, depends, because if you get eaten, it's like, oh, well, my pains and aches go away.
Yeah,
so
that's
you might
true.
Outwardly, sure, you're an
old
look man.
Look like an
old
man,
but inside you're sprightly.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe you're like, oh, maybe.
That's
now
bad.
I don't have to worry
enough.
About those aches and pains in the joints and all that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
The cool thing they do in that last scene is the actor that's playing Sammy is a very famous blues musician, Buddy Guy. So it's kind of also being like, hey, your music is very, it kind of immortalizes his music as well.
I guess, for sure.
Mm.
Yeah, man, I really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah,
I had such a good time with it. I thought it was a blast. Again, it was not the movie I expected, I suppose, more horror.
Mm-hmm.
It was pulpier than I kind of thought it was going to be. Far more clearly a genre movie than I was expecting. But once I kind of readjusted to that, I was like, oh no, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It made me go oh yeah, I do like blues music and I do like folk music.
Yeah.
That's
right. Music is pretty good.
Yeah.
So Michael B. Jordan, Hailee Steinfeld, and Ryan Coogler have all worked in the MCU before. Ryan Coogler's director of the Black Panther
movies. Yeah, of course.
Michael B. Jordan's Killmonger, Hailee Steinfeld's Hawkeye. Do you reckon that they're prouder of this or the MCU?
Great question, Dusha.
I read an interview or something like that when Coogler was asked.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, it was like, it's going to be like, is there a sequel? And or something like that. He's like, I never really thought about it because my approach to this was like a whole meal.
Yeah,
my approach to this was you sit down, you eat this, and you're like, that was satisfied and full, because I've been working on like franchise shit before where it isn't that. There is always setting up for whatever. So it was like, I really didn't really think about a sequel. Like, this is an experience you should just have.
And I guess follow-up question, are you happier to have seen this, which mostly exists because Marvel couldn't make, well, not mostly because of it exists, a part of the costuming and stuff like that came from the fact that the Blade production shut down.
Yeah.
Huh.
Would I have rather Blade?
Would you have preferred Blade, or are you happy with Sinners?
I'm real happy with Sinners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that said, if this had been a like a Blade reveal, or this had been worked into, and like they used very similar kind of like almost the exact same script, but just like, you know,
like if Smoke's name had been BL and Stack's name had been Aid.
Oh, I would have hate, Oh, it's the Aid twins.
The Aid twins are back in town.
Yeah, but if again, the reveal had been like, is this part of the MCU? And Stack is like, you know, he's the Daywalker or whatever because of some bullshit.
Yeah.
Would have taken it. Yeah, would have made it worse.
I would say that would have wrecked
it.
Would have kind of
wrecked that movie, but I would have, because, you know, the MCU, I guess, would have been forced to just swallow that.
Yeah.
I suppose the difference is, if this movie had been revealed to be like a backdoor Blade movie, I would have been like, well, it was a good movie, so.
So I guess.
I guess good for the end. But like, it's, like,
but it's not. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
And like, I'm so sorry, big comic book movie fans.
Yeah.
We're so deep in this now that, one, you're never going to get a secret entry in it.
Of course not.
Not in a million years.
If there is a really good standalone movie, it doesn't matter because it will be wrecked by a sequel or tying into the MCU.
So I think if this had been in part of the MCU and like actually doing that kind of bullshit, I think it would have been so much more tame. We wouldn't have had, you know.
There would have been no pussy eating.
Nobody eats pussy
in the MCU, dude. We've yet to see it on screen.
There would have been no comment of like tongues in koozies. And like, honestly, that would have been very.
No pissing penis?
No disappointing to see.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, it would have been really sad to not see a pissing penis.
No drooling in a mouth. Hey, maybe good for me.
She's drooling, then she spits.
But she doesn't drool.
The drool in. Like, if she was just hanging over him and. Dripping drool, that's way worse.
It's all bad.
A forceful spit?
No,
that's a bit of fun. That's a bit of fun.
The drool's coming out, and he goes, "You're drooling," and she's like, "You want some?"
Yeah, but she wipes her mouth before she says, like, "Oh, fuck, do you want some?" And he's like, "Yeah, go on." Bit of fun!
Bit of fun, dude. Just a goof. Just a bit of spit.
Dude, it's just like a bit of.
No. Don't care.
Sexy
Not
fun.
My fun. So yeah, that might have been good for me, but yeah, it would have been so much
tamer,
in the constraints because of like Puddle. Plus, there would have been like, you know, a fucking shot of like Ant-Man's, you know, granddad or
in the clan
sucking off a. Oh yeah, oh it's the Grand Dragon, and he went small. Oh, I get that reference.
That would be so funny.
Ant-Man's granddad was a member of the clan.
Yeah, he was the Grand Dragon allegedly.
Scott. Howard Stark's dad, also in the clan.
Yeah.
You know? They're like, oh, look, it's all the Avengers' parents, and guess
and
what?
They're all in that clan. Why did they do that?
If the MCU made a movie that was about racism like this is, there would be a horrible scene where they try and get away with it where they would refer to, like, Captain America or something as one of the good ones.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, dude.
Oh, yeah. Plus, oh, God, because it's not 1930.
War II.
Yeah.
Yeah. There would have been like a reference to some sort of like, oh, yeah, and the Kaisers, they were making some magic potions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay, yeah, cool, dude.
Cool.
Plus, you'd have to deal with, like, I guess we've said this before, like, you're in fucking Secret Wars or whatever, where they're like, Smoke, distract Kang. You know? Sammy, play your magic guitar to distract Doctor Doom so that Captain Marvel can hit him with a beam.
They would have like, flash forward to, was it 93? And then it's like, you know, it's Captain Marvel is covered down and like hits like, you know, lands or whatever. Then it just pans to a blues club.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been terrible.
Or imagine this scene. This is the worst scene I can picture where this is like a.
Yep.
So you have Sammy as an adult, right? Like maybe he's survived or whatever. It doesn't matter. And they're fighting Doctor Doom and they go, we need help. And Sammy pulls out his magic guitar and he plays it. And Heroes from the past and the future.
Oh, and he's playing the song Heroes by David Bowie.
Wake up, the heroes. And then Iron Man turns up.
Yeah.
But like Iron Man says, hey, 20, kid, love your songs.
Then you get like this like stealth, like, you know, the Iron Man 2099, Spider-Man 2099, the X-Men 2099.
You go, whoa, those are cool references, dude.
And they get like, you know, Captain Liberty, whatever, or Captain America 19, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Getting a bunch of different heroes from the past. Namor is there.
Dude. Yeah, I thank God every day.
The Human Torch, but the
standalone movie that will not get. Although, I know people have asked about a sequel. Yeah. Is there? Because I thought maybe there was one on the cards. I thought that was weird, and I don't know where they would go.
The only thing I could think of is like, another movie,
Choctaw, like kind of.
Yeah, that, like the hunting vampires.
Yeah, I think it's a cool world, but also it's like that
it's
thing
kind of
where.
Done.
Yeah, and like this movie is very clearly about something, and it's like if you've made your point in one movie, unless you have another point to make or you want to expand on that idea, I guess, but like, like this movie is pretty clearly about like assimilation and about. You know, like kind of race relations, that kind of thing. So, like, I don't know. If you've got another angle and you've got another story you want to tell, great. But if not, this story is done.
Yeah, like,
no talk of a sequel.
Good. I heard that somewhere. Yeah, and
like Stack, you could be like, oh, you're going to fully into talk. Like, what are you saying? What's the point?
Yeah, exactly. Why do I care?
I think that's kind of done. Yeah. You kind of, if you're doing something, it'd be like, yes, tell me more about the, like that era. And there's supernatural shit happening. What are you trying
what's
to
the
say?
Point what's the here? Point? Like,
what's
you know.
What's the themes here?
And it's a kind of interesting question where you go, what is the point of a franchise? Like what, you know.
Dollar bills, yo.
Yeah, kind of, exactly. What do you say in Ghostbusters 2 you didn't get to say in Ghostbusters 1, you know? And when you go Ghostbusters Afterlife, what are you like, what have we yet to address? What thematic element have we yet to address in the Ghostbusters
Getting
franchise?
Sucked off by ghosts.
Sometimes it's cool to have a famous uncle.
is really good to have a famous uncle.
It would be
It's a famous
grandpa.
Grandpa, yeah.
Okay, good That's to have a famous cool. grandpa. Yeah, yeah. I guess it's about how cool podcast is.
The greatest
character.
Talk about
seeing yourself seen in a movie.
Yeah,
dude. I see podcasts. I go, that me.
That's me.
They should call me podcast, dude.
Just a reminder with Sinners. Mm-hmm. Sorry to take away from your Ghostbusters riff, but I just really wouldn't. Yep. So got to remember that Ryan Coogler signed. Basically, he got first dollar gross, final cut privileges, and he gets ownership of the film 25 years after release. That was part of the deal for Warner Brothers to release it. And Warner Brothers was like, yeah, whatever. Who gives a shit? This is going to tank
because
your budget's blown out from 80 to 100 million. Anyway, it made 400 million and.
Awesome.
Good. Warner Brothers clearly got in the ear of. Because like places like Variety and stuff, they're just a Hollywood mouthpiece. So they're like, Sinners opens to like. $80 million opening weekend, and it's going to be a tough sell to break even. So just shit talking the movie for a bit. And then they went full circle and they're like, we can't stop winning. I'm David Zaslav and I'm on an all-timer run. So I hope Ryan Coogler hits David Zaslav with his car.
Me too, Me too. I hope that happens. Because I mean, from what I heard, a lot of the success of this movie like was word of mouth, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah,
we haven't even really touched upon like just the special effects because you're using Michael B. Jordan as twins. And like they're interacting with each other and like just how far we've come.
Absolutely.
Once again, imagine this as an MCU film and they would be filming in front of the volume.
Yes, dude.
And how terrible would the CGI have been?
Yeah, it would have looked like ass, dude. And I also really like there's like maybe three locations really in this movie. Doesn't really matter. The practical effects and a lot of the like the vampires and stuff. Like,
am I painting you a scene?
Yeah,
scene that we all love, which is like fucking come on in, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine that instead, the MCU, where it's a reveal, like, you know, rather than her yelling at the like, you know, the outer thing, it's like her turned around, like talking to the troop there. And like maybe the door is behind her or like a window. And then she's like, guys, everyone needs to calm down. Like, I'm not going to say something like, come on in.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Did I do that?
They're behind, you know, it's just one of those kind of like, I just feel it would have just really tried to make it a bit more quippy.
Absolutely. And, a bit and more the funny. The what was the name of the hoodoo?
Deadpool.
Deadpool, oh. Dude. Could have been like, Jeremy Triangles.
Annie.
Yeah, Annie would have had magic powers too. Yeah.
She would have been, oh yeah, my grandmother was the Scarlet Witch.
Or I'm like, the Sorcerer Supreme of Mississippi.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when you did the scene to the future, I saw my, you know, kid, and it would have been like, you'd like Brother Voodoo or one of the fucking
magic people. And it would have ended with Rannick, as he's about to die, he would have said Sammy like, Doom is coming or something, you know?
I'm not actually a bad guy.
Doom is coming, Dr. Doom. Try and Kang.
Find my other son, Morbius.
Blade.
Other son?
Meet Morbius.
You're Blade now. Find Morbius.
You're Blade.
Morbius is the key.
My son is Morbius.
Yeah, Morbius is the key. That is some bullshit they pulled, dude. That's so
it's
accurate.
It's really good to look at like, this is something that probably won't be a based rewind sort of thing very often, but looking at the box office for this year, because Sinners is 14th, so it made more money than like Snow White, Alio, stuff like that. Thunderbolts just beat it, but when you're making an R-rated kind of indie almost horror movie about racism.
That's pretty good.
And then the MCU only clears you by like $15 million. Yeah, you're probably taking that as a
pretty
win.
Happy with that.
In fact, if you go for domestic box office, so in America.
Yeah.
Sinners is fifth.
Whoa, that's huge, dude.
It's grossed more domestically than Fantastic Four, How to Train Your Dragon, Captain America, Mission Impossible, Thunderbolts.
It is a significantly better movie than those movies. So
and like
I can
in a
see
few
why.
Of those movies, I'm like, I quite enjoyed. But like, no, this one is better. So good.
Absolutely, dude. It's nice to watch a good movie for once. It's nice to watch a good movie. Like it's good for the soul.
It is. We're starting to get like, this is going to be a year where studios are going to look at the top 10 highest grossing films of the year and be like, what the fuck?
What do we do?
Obviously, Nezha 2, still number one. Nothing's going to get near that, except maybe Avatar, but even then, probably not.
Yeah.
Number two, which has just crept over $1 billion, Lilo and Stitch remake.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, nostalgia.
Hang on. We got to make live remakes of our
Never
cartoons.
Mind the fact that a lot of the other ones didn't do one did, so.
Yeah, because Snow White also came out this year, and that bombed horrifically only just snuck into the top 20.
Do you need to do Disney remakes of movies from the like mid-2000s?
Well, we got a Minecraft movie, number three.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking you got to do, because it's nostalgia, right?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point, is like we got to lean into nostalgia, at least for like Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch is like, you know, it's your, when was that made? Like the 90s?
Yeah. So no, 2000s, I think, yeah.
I was like, it's your 90s, 2000 kids.
Yeah.
That are like, you know, now they're growing up. Maybe they have a little bit of an income. Maybe they've got kids of their own or whatever.
Yeah, and they're like, of Home on the Range.
Yeah. So they're like,
smart.
Smart. Because like, you know, Lilo and Stitch, you're like, oh, that's the movie I watched when I was a kid. As opposed to like, Snow White, I didn't watch that one.
My grandpa
was old.
I was watching that in the 1930s. What, Beauty and the Beast? But they've already done a remake of that.
Yeah.
Well, again, The Little Mermaid, they already did a remake of that.
Which bombed.
Yeah.
What comes after
Lilo and Stitch? Home on the Range, dude.
What do you mean, what's the next big Disney win?
Yeah.
At this point, like Pixar kind of take over.
Okay, live action Toy Story.
Yes, dude.
Oh, we're not. Oh, do you reckon they could?
They could do that. Absolutely,
no,
dude.
Sorry, not could. Do you reckon they would?
Yes.
No, because they sort of tried. They dabbled. Yeah. Because they did that weird Lightyear movie, which stinks.
Yes.
Good point. But that wasn't a live action.
No, but it was like sort of, you know what I mean? Like they kind of tried to make it real.
Yeah.
And God, it stunk.
It was real bad, dude.
Real stinker.
Tarzan? Live-action remake of Tarzan?
There's so many live-action Tarzan.
Yeah, Tarzan famously doesn't make money anymore because no one gives a fuck about Ape Man.
Yeah, but Disney's not done a live-action Tarzan.
What do you...
I don't think they have. There was the Tarzan and movie where it was live-action, but it's because it's based on the Edgar Rice Burroughs
stuff. There's heaps of Tarzan.
But I don't think there's been a Disney live-action Tarzan. I'm 99%.
Yeah, no. It's not like a remake.
It's like a sequel. I remember I watched that movie at the cinema. It's got a Hozier song for some reason at the end.
Huh.
Chicken Little, live action remake of Cars. That's what they gotta do, dude.
You could do that. I mean, you shouldn't.
I reckon the next live action Disney remake we're gonna get, baseless prediction, mm-hmm. baseless fact, whatever. Bingo card.
Yep.
Brother Bear, dude.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Are you fucked in the head? Mm-mm. Why are they going to remake a movie that bombed and everyone hated?
They'll do it. They're running out of options. What else have they got?
Bolt? No, but why are they... They're not going to do any of these.
The Princess and the Frog, they could do.
They won't do that either.
What's the next live action movie they're going to do then? Brother?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Lion King 2.
They've already done that.
And Lion King prequel. Oh,
never mind then.
They could do Brave, Frozen live action remake. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, the next one's Moana.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And they'll probably do Frozen after that. They're not going to do Brother Bear.
I reckon it's coming, dude.
Is it just because...
They would do like Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Tangled, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I still think Brother Bear's on the way,
yeah, they'll do like, yeah. Are they a live action Moana's on the cards? Or is it being filmed pre-production?
It comes out July 10 next year.
Yeah. That's disappointing to hear. Just the first one was anyway.
Yeah, dude. The Rock's in it, dude.
The most obvious one awesome. That they've already greenlit that I'm shocked that we forgot to mention.
Yeah.
So the one after that, it's TBA.
Yeah.
But Hercules.
Oh, dude, of course.
Bambi.
Oh,
yeah. Is also one that's in production.
Okay, Hercules will do decent. Bambi will fail.
Bambi's an insane one to do a live-action remake of. I'm guessing, that's going to be so sad, dude.
Yeah,
because do you know about, like, the original Bambi, like, Disney animation?
Tell
like,
me
the,
more.
So the point, the, there's a book, right, that that's based on. I'm pretty sure there's a book. And the point of the book is it's basically just, like, nature descriptions. Like, it's like, how nice is nature? Like, that's all the books. It's just like a guy describing trees. And so the Disney animated, the animated one is, they're like, they sent them out into like the American like forests and stuff and woods and were like, we just want you to take this, how beautiful nature is, and turn it into something like animated and, like and wonderful to look at. The narrative doesn't really matter in Bambi. It's there. But the reason that movie seems so boring is because it's really just a showcase of America's natural beauty. That was the point of it. And the live action remake is going to look like the live action Lion King remake, by which I mean ass.
Yes.
So that's
The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, that's true.
I would just like to apologize. Brother Bear did make money, but everyone fucking hated it.
I like Brother Bear, dude.
Yeah, no, I could tell because you threw Brother Bear into the mix.
Yeah, dude, it made money. It's coming.
Dude, that's like me being like, their next live action remake is going to be Treasure Planet because I liked it.
It could be.
Treasure Planet is one they should do.
They should do. Treasure Planet's awesome, dude.
But that one is actually beloved and needs a new audience. Brother Bear is hated.
And like Titan AE.
Who hates Brother Bear?
Everyone.
Why?
I think I have fond memories of Brother
What's
Bear.
What's wrong with Brother Bear?
Brother Bear is a gentle and pleasant, if unremarkable, Disney fare.
Is Cheech and Chong in that?
No, it's too Canadian moose, I think.
So-so animation and generic plotting.
Yeah.
Doesn't have those, I don't trust. Roger Ebert, why are you saying this? Yeah. Doesn't have the Zowie factor.
Where's that
the
Zowie
Lion
factor?
King or Finding Nemo.
Doesn't have the Zowie factor.
Sweet rather than exciting.
Oh, what are they? Finding Nemo. Have they done a live action version of that
one? Oh, real fish. Whoa, dude. Yeah. Fish actors. That's something to think about.
Just like awesome. Gross, like,
yeah,
CGI fish with human lips.
Oh, that's good.
I gotta find my son or whatever.
Yeah, Brother Bear actually has, well, it's not really a connection. Well, it's a connection loosely to a movie you hate that James Mr. Sunday Movies loves.
The Simpsons movie.
And also Sinners.
Because
Brother Bear and The Simpsons movie and Sinners all do an aspect ratio change.
Oh, damn, dude. That's crazy.
Brother Bear does it when he becomes a bear.
Good sequence.
Yeah, because bears see the world differently.
Yeah, it is true, dude.
Yeah.
What about the Disney movie that everyone does hate? Home on the Range. That is a movie. That is the one that killed Disney's animated renaissance.
I did it.
Yeah. Because so Disney's had multiple different animated renaissances. Yeah. That one killed the one that started
that the
with little
horses?
No, cows. And the front cover is a bunch of cows in a mine.
Home on the Range was received a lot better than Brother Bear.
Than Brother Bear?
Yeah.
What is it, Spirit
what the
or something?
Fuck, dude, Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron.
That's the one with horses?
Yeah, but that's not a Disney movie.
And also, there's a sequel to that already.
Yeah. But in the original
live action of that.
Not Disney.
Not Disney. I mean, they could
get the rights.
Yeah, dude.
Get a real life horse.
Yeah.
Put peanut butter in its gums or whatever.
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr. We're doing that again.
Here's the cast for Home on the Range.
Okay.
Roseanne.
Oh, yeah.
Judi Dench.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Tilly.
Great.
Randy Quaid.
Okay.
Steve Buscemi.
Fantastic.
No one else. Patrick
Warburton.
Yeah.
Okay.
He plays a horse called Patrick.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good, dude.
Do you reckon actors play characters with their same name because it makes it easier for them to get in the headspace of the character? Because people say, hey,
dude.
Charlie, and he goes, I'm Charlie Day, but in It's Always Sunny, Sunny. My name's also Charlie. So once people say, hey, Charlie, I turn around.
It's me. Yeah. And so I'm forced to go Patrick.
Yeah.
And this horse is called Patrick. Otherwise, if this horse was by any other name, I don't.
A horse by any other name?
A horse by any other name? I'm so confused.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah,
what if you had to, obviously, with this logic in mind, if you had to play a Joel, what Joel would be the easiest for you to get into headspace?
Oh, I guess Last of Us Joel.
Getting spoilers hit with a golf club.
Getting a brick and like braining a little zombie guy. Great.
Yeah.
Killing a doctor with a gun in front of his daughter.
Yeah, dude.
I could see that for you guys.
Or
no disrespect, but I could see that.
Yeah.
Feel like a Billy Joel biopic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey. Drop the Billy.
Yeah, that's good.
Call me Piano Man Joel.
Yeah, dude.
Jackson.
I think that we're probably going to...
Jackson 5.
Yeah. We're probably just going to go down the path that Disney have already tried to do before, which is buy anime rights and then live action remake that. Because, the Demon Slayer movie came out last week, I think, and it's already the eighth highest grossing movie worldwide of the year. Huh. It's made $600,000.
Yes, yeah.
When they released a couple of episodes edited together into a film... That might be slightly wrong. Mugen Train.
Yeah.
People love Demon Slayer, so people are angry again. Probably not as angry as people that love Sinners, where I was getting the brothers confused for 15 minutes and correcting you on it.
That also made
a shit ton of money. Mm. That was the highest grossing movie of the year during a COVID year.
Yeah, okay.
People love Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, live act. We're going to get a Dragon Ball Evolution, but for Demon Slayer. Yeah, that's what I'm calling it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It is funny. Okay. I keep seeing live action anime, like TV shows that... Mm. No one, from just what I see online, nobody likes, but they keep happening.
Death Note. That was Netflix, though.
One Piece.
That's also Netflix.
Yeah. But that's what I'm not talking
Cowboy
about.
Cowboy Bebop, Netflix also did. So Netflix do it.
Yeah. And people are just never.
They're like, why are you doing that?
Never seems to go well. You know? It's weird. And Conjuring then they get second seasons and stuff.
Conjuring Last Rites, a movie that apparently sucks real bad about famous con artists. And pedophile. The Warrens.
Yeah.
That's made a shit ton of money as well. Horror movies have done well this year.
Yeah, it's been a year for horror movies. It's been a couple of years for horror movies, honestly.
Except 28 Years Later, which didn't do great.
Yeah.
Which is also the only one that had a sequel coming out six months later. So let's see how this pays off.
Too excited for the sequel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everyone heard Bone Temple.
Everyone had sequel fever,
like,
dude.
Well, I'll go see the Bone Temple. Yeah. Because, like, that's exciting.
Jack O'Connell, a.k.a. Cook from Skins, a.k.a. Rennick from Sinners.
Yes.
He's in 28 Years Later.
Mm.
And the Bone Temple?
And the Bone Temple?
Well, he's, spoilers,
for 28
years later, he's the head of the Jimmy Savile cult. So,
Jimmy Savile cult.
Yeah.
That is crazy, dude.
So, yeah, his character's like a main
Speaking
character.
Speaking of pedophiles, I guess.
Speaking of pedophiles, yeah.
The biggest in the biz.
Yeah. One of the biggest out there. Yeah.
It's him v. Jeffrey Epstein in pedophile hell.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
It's a real battle of the titans.
It truly is. Mm. It truly is. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what the hell this does to movies.
Yeah.
If we're going to get a bunch of kind of slop horror films, kind of like trying to emulate the successful horror films that have come out.
We're going to get it's going to be weird because some are going to get sequels straight away and then others won't. So Final Destination had a satisfying, a really well-made sequel entry that I really liked. Probably one of my favorites in the whole franchise.
Yeah.
They'll just do a sequel for that.
Of course.
Yeah. But that entry is also very tying
things
the whole
together.
Franchise
it feels like
together.
It doesn't tie it off,
but it ties everything in the franchise together. So it's already pulled. We speak about with the MCU and stuff like that. It's like what other
what's your next trick?
Yeah,
we've done all the tricks.
Yeah, because Final Destination, the previous one to the one that came out this year, already did a trick of being like, oh, this is a secret prequel.
And then
this starts and he's like, oh, that opening scene, that was actually a prequel to the events of this universe.
So it's kind of like you're either going to do a pretty generic entry or it's going to go
something,
something new.
Bloodlines basically, because you know Final Destination. So basically it turns out that in the 50s, one woman stopped the death of 200 people.
Yeah. And from that, all the descendants.
Yeah.
And that's where we
That's clever.
All of the events of Final Destination.
Maybe they'll do that again. And be in the 1870s.
Weapons.
Maybe they used to, yeah,
Weapons is getting a sequel.
It's getting a prequel.
Oh, a prequel. Yeah, okay.
So maybe they do like, yeah, like how, like when we talk about like Predators and how it's like, ah, oh, that was great to set them in different time periods. Let's just get Final Destination, but set in different time periods.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
Cowboy Final Destination. Yeah, the
only problem is that we have like, cause we've got this event in,
Yeah,
they're like, it's going to be hard to go further back than that. But you could have a Final Destination set in that period, like be like one of the immediate survivors of that.
Yeah.
You could do
Conjuring stuff. Keeps being like, this is the last entry, so I guess they'll probably just make The Nun 3.
Yeah. Annabelle 4.
Yeah.
The Reckoning.
We'll tie off that universe.
Yeah, finally wrap
we'll
it up.
We'll get to see, you know, the Warrens in hell.
Yes, please, dude.
Hopefully the rights to, hey, you can make a Conjuring movie, but you're not allowed to reveal that my husband is a pedophile.
Yeah.
That is just like,
yeah, hopefully,
they get rid of that waiver in their contract.
And then we can be like, oh, it turns out the real ghosts were the Warrens. The real ghouls.
Absolute monsters.
Yeah.
They kept preying on people.
They were bad people.
Yeah.
We shouldn't make movies about them.
Anyway.
That's it. Sinners, though. Great film.
Really good movie, dude. Really just a satisfying, like, I had a really good time. I definitely, and I've seen this opinion as well, I think I preferred the first half to the back half.
Yeah, okay.
For me, I liked when the vampire stuff happened. Yeah. Obviously, that was awesome, and there were so many great scenes. But part of me was like, man, I was just kind of enjoying like the kind of grounded story of these two guys that had come back from
to throw a party.
Well, they come back from Chicago. Like, I don't know. I was like, I'm kind of into this, and then I was like, oh, this is fun too. But like, I almost wouldn't have minded just like a grounded, you know, ish. I don't know. Like, again, I loved all of it, but I think I preferred the first half to the back half, I guess.
Just as a personal opinion. I get it. It was kind of like I wish some more of these people survived, but then you're like, oh, yeah, what kind of story are you telling? But again, I quite had a thoroughly good time with it. And I think you're like, I like the first half because I was enjoying these characters.
Yes, and I was enjoying
the story. And I'm like, it is that kind of like, oh, I'd love more of that. But again,
and
like,
I think also the back half is where it really kicked up the, like, I think that's kind of the genre flip in the movie, where it starts out as a kind of like, it's not very, schlocky is the wrong word, but like that kind of grindhouse, kind of like pulpy, that the moment the vampires enter the scene, it flips in that direction.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it feels like a different genre in the first half of the movie.
Weirdly, I think I'm like remembering the same sort of criticisms that happened about like when From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, yeah.
People were like, oh, this bit of the movie.
The Tarantino part is good.
Yeah.
The Rodriguez part, bad.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know. They both have their own like.
I absolutely, like, I'm not, it, no criticism really to the vampire part, but it's just like, I, from a personal enjoyment perspective, I liked the first part more, you know, like,
like, again, like getting the band together is just,
I don't know. I was just like, oh, like something like nice and like, and I guess you have to have it like this so that the vampire stuff hits, but I'm like, that's so nice and grounded and like, kind of like, just like you, the dialogue's like very intentional or something like that. And then it kind of, it's like, yeah, again, it's hard. It sounds like a criticism. Like, it's not. It's just,
Jackson hated Sinners.
So yeah, I'm hearing it more and more. That's what people are saying.
They're saying it really loudly. Yeah. I'm actually looking on the computer right now. People have got
on the computer. Yeah, they're saying it, dude.
Oh no,
fuck, dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah, like, again, had such a great time with it. And like, yeah, I love that it was one of those ones where it wasn't just paint by numbers.
There were surprises.
Like, again, real surprises. Like, genuinely, like the whole when they were getting like, hey, just shut up, and she's like, fuck, come on in, and you're like, oh, did not see that one coming.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, sick, let's go.
And again,
yeah,
pissing penis on screen,
mm-hmm.
multiple scenes of oral sex,
and even like just the
Hailee Steinfeld spitting in Michael B. Jordan's mouth.
Yes, dude.
Something that Zammit appears to really not seen coming, but I think is awesome.
Yeah. Even stuff like the like the future people coming in whilst Sammy's playing.
Great.
Just like stuff where you go, oh, this is a cool movie, dude.
Yeah, really liked how that was like, all stitched together and all just like, even just the sound. Like, again, they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, it was great. Such I recommend you, hey, Baseless Speculation listener, go and check it out.
Yeah, you're used to us talking about bad movies, but what about a good
what
one?
What if we talked about a good movie for once in our goddamn
life? Yeah, and like, sure, you'll say, but baseless speculation, I saw this movie 7 months ago when it came out, and we'll go, well, we didn't because we're stupid.
Okay, we're dumb
boys.
Too
busy watching fucking
we're
Captain America fucking
Red
seven
Hulk.
Or whatever the fuck we're at, dude.
Exactly, dude.
Exactly. We're too busy being like, sweet. Finally, we get to talk about to our good friend Jackson about Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Mm. And he says, hey, boys, guess what I watched? And we're like, what was it?
Yeah.
And you're like, dinosaurs.
I watched Disney's Dinosaurs from the year 2000, dude.
A bad movie.
A bad movie you didn't even let me talk about.
Yeah,
can
good.
Can I say, dude?
And you can listen to that episode, too, if you sign up to Baseless Speculation Plus on SoundCloud Radio or Apple Podcast.
Exactly, dude. You can hear me say...
And we go, shut up, Jackson.
Let me talk about dinosaurs. And they talk about a bunch of other shit instead.
We're so disappointed that our good friend never does his job.
Yeah.
I watched Sinners.
And you can hear our disappointment audibly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Links in the show notes.
And don't think that Jackson's changed. This will make sense to you in the future, dear listeners, but Jackson had the job to watch two movies this weekend, then he watched one. Mm-hmm. So, did you play heaps of Silk Song, though?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Here and there, dude, to pass the time.
Time? Yeah. It could have been.
Yeah. To calm down?
To calm myself, to pass the wee hours, dude. Yeah. You know,
as a bit of a relaxing.
As a bit of a reward, you know, for my hard work.
Your hard work watching Sinners, a movie you like.
You did a good job watching the film.
Yeah. Dude. Sinners. I got to say, I watched Sinners on Saturday. I said, I got to take Sunday off, dude.
Yeah, I got to sit with this.
I got to sit with this.
I got to listen and I got to learn.
And then this morning, Monday morning, I said, far out. I don't know if maybe I should call in sick so I can sit with Sinners a little longer, dude. Sit with Sinners and just think about, wow. Yeah. Maybe I take the week.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Hey. Let's jump to the bsboyspod@gmail.com inbox. Mm-hmm. You can email us. Please email us. Did you like Sinners? Yeah. Is there a movie you'd like us to do a rewind on?
Yeah.
Come on.
In the comments.
In the comments, exactly.
This beautiful YouTube, if you're watching it on YouTube, this beautiful video, or on like the Spotify, or just send us an email.
Exactly. bsboyspod@gmail.com. This is a good one. The subject of the email is Glengarry Glenn Close.
Yep.
And then
I like that a lot. Yeah, thoughts?
That's
good.
We like this.
I really like Glengarry Glenn Close. I think that's really funny. I like to see... We should do a rewind on Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Yeah.
Because it's such a good movie, dude. It's one of the best movies ever made. The leads are bad, dude.
Yeah, the leads are weak, actually.
The leads are weak.
You do need to rewatch
it. I need to rewatch it so I can,
you can remember.
Hurry up what's happening.
You'll be like, what? Was it gold balls? No, it was brass balls, Jackson.
Fuck, dude.
What does third place get? Yeah. A promotion? They get fired.
Yeah. Maybe I should play some Silk Song
to really lock in and remember what happens in Glengarry Glen Ross.
Well, dude. I just want to go to Keelan or Killian. It depends. It's spelt the same and pronounced two different ways. Yes. And I'm reading this. This is a comment on our last based rewind, which was of Tron and Tron Legacy.
Okay.
Yes.
Love the idea of revisiting series of movies in advance for a new release. A refresher coded in bullshit. Excellent work. Now, Keelan or Killian, do you like it when it's also not really tied to anything except we just wanted to watch a movie we probably were going to like?
Exactly. What do you think about that, Keelan?
Or Kylan? I'm throwing in a third way.
What about Chilean? Chilean Anderson. Is that something?
Is she cold?
Yes. From the country of Chile, maybe?
Rice has written new stuff. I'm crying and pissing and shitting and coming and oozing and squirting. That's also about our last base rewind.
Well, thank you very much.
Again, I hope the same thing happens to you again.
We really hope you're just squirting goo everywhere. That's really what we want here on Baseless Speculation.
That's the goal of, talk about, like why you make a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We want you to squirt goo.
Yeah. Mm.
If you could comment on the YouTube video of this and on the Spotify.
I'm squirting
goo.
That's what we
And if you could give us 5 stars on your podcast app of choice and write a comment in the comment just saying, I'm squirting goo.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really good, dude.
I'd love to see that.
Is another email. Hello, anonymous. They haven't signed off.
Yeah.
Hello, I've never commented or emailed before, but I love all the Sandspan stuff and have been listening since before I even knew what a podcast was. How were they doing that?
Well done.
I just sat at my desk and blankly stared at the computer screen while the episode played.
Yeah.
That... doesn't explain how you listened without knowing what a podcast was.
Well, it's
was.
A YouTube video, but there was no video. Yeah.
Or they just, you know, opened up a like Apple podcast, opened up randomly, mm-hmm. or Spotify. They just went accidentally did a search.
Maybe yeah. their dad was using the computer and they snuck in or something and started clicking around, accidentally clicked on Plumbing the Death Star or Base of Speculation.
Yeah.
Well, it's like funny if it's Base of Speculation because it's been going since like 2020.
Yeah.
So if that's the first experience with podcasts, they've been going for a while that's since true. Then.
I like to imagine it wasn't even on the computer. It was just getting beamed into their head somehow. They had to find us that way. Anyway, I have only two questions. Question one, how long do you plan on continuing to make content like this? Will you someday stop?
Yes.
Or will you be doing podcasts until you die?
Well, I mean, we're going to stop because we die, but younger than you think.
Yeah. We'll have to I guess we'll see what the future holds. We'll see what the new thing is we've got to pivot to.
Yeah, exactly,
and then we'll be like, do we?
Yeah.
And then we don't care? And we just keep doing this.
So listeners of Baseless Speculation, especially if you're listening to this and the rest of the Sandspans Radio Network, they've done studies.
Yeah.
The lifespan
That's
of
true.
A content creator is 5 to 7 years on average.
Yeah.
We're at year 13.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so, in dog years, dude, we be dead.
You got to start sharing these podcasts around because the numbers are steady.
Yeah,
we're in too deep, apparently.
Exactly.
But one day, the numbers are going to be weak.
If you're at school, you got to start making friends.
You got to start making a friend. Listen to this,
listen to this, please, for the love of God. Tell your dad. Tell your grandma. Exactly. Tell your dog. Even I don't care, dude.
Buy a little iPod for your dog or load it up.
Yeah.
Some wonderful.
And if you
episodes.
Only listen to Baseless Speculation, why not branch out and try another one of the Sandspans Radio podcasts?
Exactly.
If you already listened to all of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got to nudge the person next to you on the bus and say, hey, check this out.
This podcast sucks. You should listen to it.
I need this in my life.
Yeah, I need to feel worse. And question two, how much would you have to be hypothetically paid, if any amount, to shave your head completely bald? This would include eyebrows, eyelashes, etc. We call
egg
this
mode.
Egg mode here on Based on Speculation.
But usually eyebrows aren't part of it.
Well, that's pure egg. Also, speaking of eyebrows, I don't know how it's taken me this long to realize that the Avatar baby has realistic eyelashes.
Yeah.
And it's very disturbing to run your fingers along,
bad,
dude.
Man.
I don't like that its eyes are closed. Mm. Wake up, Avatar baby. Wake up, Avatar baby.
I'm a real big fan of the fact that people love to be like, oh, the Avatar baby's upsetting. And then they hold it or pick it up and shake it the whole episode. You've done it. Our good friend Adam Cannavale's done it.
I don't find him upsetting. I think he's beautiful.
You just said it's upsetting.
No, it's upsetting that its eyes are closed and its eyelashes are upsetting.
That is true.
If it had open eyes, I think it would be perfect.
Okay.
What about like ones you could change, like those high-end... I want to say action figures, but not even action.
Well, you can take out the eyes and put in different. I think that would be good. I think it would be good if it had realistic eyes so that you could push up like eyelids.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is veering dangerously out of we're no longer doing a podcast episode. You're just describing something that people can only see if they visit YouTube.com.
Exactly, dude.
And search for Baseless Speculation.
To shave, to go egg mode, what would I do it for?
I mean, honestly, like
a losing
grand.
Bet.
Yeah. I'd do it for a grand.
Yeah, losing a bet or a grand. Mm.
Like
I'll grow back.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Assume.
It's just fucking hair.
Yeah, I feel like that $1,000 is probably fair enough because if someone gives you $1,000, for one, $1,000 just spending walking around money.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty.
Whack
good.
A hat on, no one's even gonna fucking notice or care.
Exactly, dude.
What I mean, like the eyebrows. But still.
Okay, $1,000.
Yeah.
And the sympathy because people think you're sick.
That's true. And you just don't tell them yes or no.
Yeah. Exactly.
People go, oh, I'm so sorry. And you just say,
me too.
Me too. I wish I had hair.
I'm sad I took $1,000 walking around money to go egg mode too.
Yeah, dude. Imagine your eyebrows grew back fucked off. That was like, they grew
vertical.
Back pointy.
No.
Why? Across your eyes.
$1,000 worth it now?
No. Never again.
What if they just don't grow back? Everything else does but your eyebrows.
I'll get them tatted. I'll get them tattooed in place, dude. You know, I think that's what
I'd do.
Do
like try and get realistic tattoos or like a solid
And then same with if my beard didn't grow, if all my hair didn't grow back, tattoo it.
Just solid colors.
Solid lines, dude. And then
I'd be so angular.
Yeah, dude. That would be pretty awesome. It would be pretty cool.
Tattooed eyebrows do remind me of alleged sex pest Amanda Palmer, so I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just get fakies then.
Yeah.
What do you call eye merkins? Is there a name for that?
I reckon just get a merkin.
Yeah, eye merkin.
Yeah. Just over my
bush
face.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, bush up, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, you just get like, yeah, four merkins. One for your head.
Yeah, that's a good idea, dude. Mm. The merkin man, they'll call me. Yeah.
Mr. Merkin.
Mr. Merkin.
Your name could be Jackson Merkin.
It could. It truly could. Yeah. I could say
Jackson Merkin.
I could be like, yeah, it's
what about Merkin? Yeah, you could also be Merkin Bailey. Mm.
Well, I like, so if I'm Jackson Merkin, I can be like, yeah, my family, we were my great grandpa invented the Merkin. And if I'm Merkin Bailey, I go, yeah, I'm named after the Merkin.
Yeah, my family are big fans of the Merkin.
Big fans. I was conceived while both parents were wearing
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
My family, wonderful. Yeah, they were against pubic lice. Mm. So they invented the Merkin. Yeah,
they were for the Merkin.
Yeah. Do you reckon if you got your beard shaved off, you can get like a pube transplant to put it up there?
Yeah, brother.
Oh, that's good to hear.
You could go first with that, though. Yeah, Where can people email us?
People can email us at bsboyspod@gmail.com. You can support us by subscribing to Baseless Speculation Plus.
Either on sanspantsradio.com or directly through Apple Podcasts. Either way, whatever is easiest for you.
You can also support us by just keeping listening.
Yeah.
And nudging your mates.
And nudging the next guy in the bus or the bus driver.
Following us on Instagram. And also, if you like Based Rewinds, why not check us out individually on Letterboxd?
Yes, that's
you can
true.
See what we've been watching and be like, which one of these are they going to do an episode on?
Yes, if any.
Yeah, if any. Like,
exactly. You I don't think I've follow, yet. But both of these two chuckle fucks. I update mine very rarely.
And Jackson remembers about it every time I mention it. He hasn't logged dinosaur yet, I don't think.
Yes, I did, dude.
Oh, dude, sorry.
I said I still haven't discovered its secret or some shit, dude.
And you could look at my letterbox and be like, okay, Joel watched A Better Tomorrow twice, then A Better Tomorrow 2, then The Guyver, then Sinners. Which one is he going to talk about on a podcast?
What's he doing? What's he doing all
what's
that
he up
for?
To?
What's going on? What's he up to, dude? What are those secrets there?
Yeah, my letterbox does have secrets because I didn't vlog a movie for 3 weeks and then I've vlogged eight in 5 days.
What's he doing? I just looked at my dinosaur review. My review being, I do not understand this movie. And then one of the comments is, still haven't watched Shang-Chi, I think.
Follow us on socials. Yeah. Subscribe to Best of Speculation Plus. Watch us on YouTube. Comment on anything you can comment on. Say whatever you want.
Big likes, big
run
loves,
your fucking mouth,
get crazy in the comments, dude. And on that note,
yeah.
I've been Jackson Bailey.
Oh, I've been Joel Zanna.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
And what have we been?
Well, we've been the BS boys.
Yeah.
It's been another episode of Baseless Speculation.
No way.
A based rewind.
Oh my fucking God.
Holy shit.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.